Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing these today?
How are you doing today? That's all I really want to say. But then again, I need to convey. Then I'm acting silly this way. No one needs to tell you truth, 'cause the truth is
I really want to get to know you, and it's the truth. Hello, Twitter and around the world. This is Dove Knight, doing an early podcast. First of all, I want to say thank you for all those who are listening to me, because it's a pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted to tell you what's going on with me, not just as an artist, but also with whatever I feel I need to talk to you about in terms of philosophy or other topics that are related. And again, thank you for listening to me on this podcast. I wanted to say that I hope another album comes out soon. I will let you know. I mentioned on my tweets about a new single, and I wanted to talk to you about that with this on this podcast and some other related issues. Well, the song actually is an old song that I made a while back. And it's so, I like it. But as I mentioned in previous tweets or in conversations in previous podcasts, that the song I was, I had my, with regards to the voice, the vocals, because, I've made a lot of great songs where my voice shine, and I'm being honest, I like to just tell it like it is, because I'm a great singer. But some of my songs, I feel it, perhaps it doesn't show the true sense of my voice, but at the same time, I think the song is great. Because my voice and writing songs go hand in hand, because I can come up with a melody, and especially now, because I don't use an instrument in my home because it's too loud or I don't want to cause attention, unless I'm somewhere else, like in a rehearsal studio. Everything is closed because of COVID-19, so I sing out a melody. And it's in particular to where when I first got into music, I started singing out melodies, and those melodies turned into songs. So that's so it all starts back to that equation. So that's how it began. So I hope to release the single anyway because it's a very good single, Yes, it's pop, even though I've done a lot of rock singles that I've released, and I initially started as a rock singer. I mean, when I initially started, I was just purely rock. And I progress from there. Because it's not about the songwriting, it's about the voice. So I hope you like it, because the voice is, I sing it at a different time, Some of my songs, I guess due to money and budget, doesn't showcase my full, the full expression of how great my voice is, but nevertheless, I'll release it because it's such a great song. And it's about love. Yes, it's similar to my disco, you know, or let's say dance music, but I played it a little bit on one of my podcasts before, but it will be released perhaps within 3, 4, 5 months. We'll see. It's just the powers that be with the labels, and you know, they want, you know, they had to overlook at it and so on. But there also might be another album. It might not have that single on there, but the new single, but it have whatever I release, including I Really Want to Get to Know You, which was released in January this year. It's a joy to create because I've been doing it so long. And because I've been doing it so long and I starved, I was, you know, for it, I managed to get on YouTube, which is a great thing. So I have a little fame. So, again, thank you for listening to these podcasts. And I enjoy talking to you, the audience, about what's going on with me. And I, you know, on my tweets, I tweet personal things and politically and so on. Again, disregard that, and, you know, because, you know, whatever we, or whoever we all believe in or vote, etc., the important thing I want to say and matters politically, please vote. Please vote in November. So, the stance that I want to say is that also, you know, I hope that album, the new Greatest Hits album, come out sooner than later. Again, I will keep you posted. And I also want to point out that there were some situations where I tweet things about, you know, I love talking about dreams and going for dreams and overcoming obstacles, because I've overcome so much adversity in my life. I had such a very difficult life in terms of the amount of adversity that I have overcame, as well as continually come in order to be the best person I can be to myself and to you. So I have so much to talk about. So, you know, one of the themes of this podcast that I would like to talk about is that the dreams that I talk about stem from being reminded by people in my environment, or the situations around me or myself, in terms of going for those dreams. And the best answer I can state in representing how I feel is that to continue to dream and to go for them, no matter how unattainable or seemingly unattainable they are, because they can happen. Being creator or so on, yes, we got to be realistic in terms of what's going on. And no matter what my age, no matter what, how big I am, no matter what obstacle or what circumstances that I am in, that we continue to believe in something and to be a creator is a positive thing. And it is a good thing to go for and continue to believe in a dream. Because a lot of those fantasies and dreams can become reality. It has been proven on this earth that it has happened. It's about what I believe, not about what someone else believes. Again, when I mentioned this, I try to emphasize that everything that I say in the podcast are true. I have mentioned about the adversity in terms of people perceiving me to be not as open, etc. I'm very open. If there's any audios or allegations about me not being open or whatever, that is not true. Again, that's a hindrance or a false assumption on someone else's part about me without knowing me directly. Because no matter what our color, creed, orientation, whatever, or, you know, no matter where we come from, if we have a dream, it should be allowed to come true or given that chance to make it happen. You know, whether you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a business person, whatever. I mean, in my case, I'm an artiste, but I'm also an intellectual to understand the difference of where I come from, to know that going for artistic dream is and truly is a blessing. Of course, the reality, yes, what goes on around, but I should never give up on my dream. That's why I make music. You can find me on Spotify. You can listen to it for free. You can listen to all my music on Google Play. It's available. I used to play it online on podcasts. Did you know that when I do these podcasts, I play my songs? If you check my tweets far away back 2016, 17, I play my pop and rock songs because I've been doing it for so long because it is a dream. I live near Hollywood, which is an entertainment capital. And when someone near me says it's just a hobby, that's such an insult because my songs are available on Spotify just like every other professional artist have their songs on Spotify and have their videos on Twitter and Vevo, and my videos were on MTV, etc. You know, but I didn't, I'm not, you know, a really big star. I'm just on YouTube or have a video, or because of my podcast, I have fame, okay? But it's not no hobby. It's important to me for to state that. And some people criticize my music or make false allegations that I don't own my music, I didn't write it, or somebody else write it, or really some absurd. If you haven't heard it, don't worry about it. But if you have, I mean, somebody made an absurd assumption to others who I know that I had a social worker or something, somebody controlling my music, I'm fine mentally. I don't have no social worker or anybody in charge of my music or my life, my home, etc. That would be crazy. I'm too independent and high-functioning to let anybody do that. At the same time, I would never hinder anyone's dream or try to control someone else, prevent someone else from being who they are. So it's important for that, you know, because we're all beautiful. We're all beautiful people, no matter where we come from. And, you know, I said statements on podcasts that perhaps were misquoted or taken out of context in a long time ago. And I want you to know, if you hear anything, just contact me because I am open to all people. Because people, regardless, again, as I say, regardless of sex or regardless of religion, race, regardless of origin, no matter who you are, where you are, regardless of sexual orientation, regardless of whatever, regardless if you have a disability or not, we're all important. We all should be respected. And I truly believe that. And we all should be allowed to have our dreams happen. And we all, including me, should never have someone take our dreams away. So that's why I say that. And I put tweets and stuff about coming across the darkness, the sickest, the most evil situations that I don't understand why I come across them. because it's just either someone's inability to understand my circumstances, and they don't have to. They just need to learn how to remember boundaries and let people live, let me live. And I have to do the same, you know. But the most important theme of this show is that I have songs that you can listen to. And there will be another album. I will put it on tweets hopefully within a month or so. I hope to probably do some different things with my podcast. If anyone wonder if I have a website, I did. I have little websites. I had two, and, you know, I had too many websites, you know. I also have too many tweet sites. Some of them, again, are not being used anymore. So if you get on, like, Dubs 42 is no longer in existence, or Dove Knights 318, which I used to use for tweeting, is no longer in existence. So if you get those websites, it's just look, contact me at Dove Needs Love 22. DoveNeedsLove 22 Twitter. You'll see Dove Knights, song, singer, songwriter, author, you know, publisher, etc. Yeah, my song, my songs, if you want to know about my songs, they're on BMI. You can check them out. Broadcast Music or ASCAP. You know, I'm on both. But, you know, the important stance is that as I tweet about all kinds of things, but with music and to you, the public, I thank you for listening. Because I have a lot to say. I truly love to communicate, and being the artist that I am, one of the ways of creativity is to do these podcasts, because it's such a joy to do, to communicate and to express thyself to the world about how I truly feel. And as an artist, making music is such a joy. Now that song, I'm going to check it out first, and I'll let you know more developments about that. But the most important thing is that you are beautiful, and so am I. We are all truly beautiful people, and we deserve respect, no matter who we are. And with that, I'll talk to you soon, hopefully in a week or two, or whenever I get back on. I will say, I'll see you again, and may all your wishes or dreams come true, like our minds come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. And we need some kind of spiritual emphasis, no matter what we believe. Because, again, religion, no matter what religion we are believing, we are all important and deserve respect. Because in the midst of COVID-19, please stay safe. Wear a mask, because I need to wear a mask when I go out. You have a good day, good morning, no matter where you are. Goodbye. Talk to you soon. From Dove Knights.